Hello, Bayside Plastic Surgery. Terry speaking.
Yeah, hi, Terry. good morning. John Hill.
Hi, John. How are you going?
Fine, thank you. It's a beautiful day, by the way.
It is. I know. I was just writing an email to someone saying I've got the sun streaming in the window on my desk, which is so
Well,
lovely.
We've got it. our house faces north.
Oh,
so
lovely.
We get the whole of the house
warmed up from that
with
sun.
The sun screaming in. So
how lovely.
Well, it's right
lovely
here.
Lovely
right
winter.
It's only bathing suits. It's so summery.
Oh,
now,
so nice. Now, what
can I
do for you? You've got an appointment coming up.
I got the stuff, and I can't get the letter. Because I put my date in and it won't accept the code, the password.
Oh, to open the letter. It should be your date of birth. So you've just got to put So you just have to type in.
I've done that about a dozen times.
All right. So let's go here. I'm just going to open you up. It might be how you put it in.
You know what? No.
Yeah.
No, you know what I did? I put 04, then I put the hash.
Oh, no hash. So
no
you just
hash,
put,
okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So
yeah,
John,
I'm looking at it now, no hash. That's all right. I'll try it now then,
so
Terry. Hang on.
With me on the phone, just put 04041942.
Yeah, agreed.
All you just type those numbers in and you should be able to open it. It's just our new thing. If enough people complain, I'll take it off. But it's sort of good when I send, you know, like it doesn't happen very often, but just occasionally someone might accidentally send someone's private things to someone else.
Yeah. Okay, so just looking here.
Yeah, while I'm on the phone, if you do 0404-1948 is the password.
Terry, I've already finished it, and it's perfectly. There's no. That's the first one, I think, I've ever encountered without the slash.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. So you've had some before. Yeah.
Many times.
Yeah.
When you're dealing, for instance, when you're dealing with, you know, Frankston Anesthetic Services.
Yeah.
I've
all
got it here.
Yeah. Okay.
So all I've got to do eventually is send you $300.
Yeah. Haven't I got that from you? Let me have a little look.
Yeah. No, you've got it here. I've just.
Yeah.
So
it's a new little system. I think I sent you a little quote, didn't I? I'm going to go into your account. Did I send you? I'm just opening up. Because with my brand new system, it's sort of, I used to just send you one email, but now it's all a bit different. I can do it over the phone with you if you wanted to give me $300, and then it just sits there as a deposit, and then basically when I send the invoice to the health fund, I attach it to that.
No, I'll just do it.
Oh, you're
going to
do a direct
week.
Deposit? Okay.
Yeah, like,
all right.
Yeah, well, that's the only thing I understand.
Yeah, that's okay. Or otherwise, you can just read your credit card over the phone and I just put it in and it's done.
Oh, that sounds too difficult
for
me.
You do what works
now,
for you.
For me to sign Dr. Ross's thing
form
and send it back, what do I use for me to sign?
Okay, so.
Do I use the end of a pencil?
So what you do, can you print at your, so you can print it off?
No, that's too difficult.
Too hard to print?
Well, I did it that last time I did it somehow down at the, when we were getting an X-ray or something. They just used a pen the end of a biro or something.
Oh, did they do it online? Yes.
Well, see, I could tap in, I can get that, Dr. Dave's sheet up where it requires my signature.
Yeah, yeah, on your computer.
There's
two ways of doing it. You can either print it, sign it, scan it, and email it back.
Forget that.
Okay. Some people have their digital signature saved on their computer, and then they just basically drag it in.
You're dealing with some queer people.
The other thing you do, if worse comes to worse, is I just put the unsigned consent form in your file, and it gets signed at the hospital on
yeah,
the day.
The first thing Dr. David does is make sure that I've signed the form. I've no doubt he wouldn't even clean his teeth until until I sign the form.
I don't see, because I'm at the Brighton room, so when anybody's booked for surgery, I just get them to sign it here because it's easy and I've got it, to save all the mucking around. But down, at the other rooms, I don't have that control. And so, I just have to send it from here. And now we're actually going paperless in this room, these rooms here. which is really interesting for all of us, because we're all a bit, old school.
If you're old school, I am geriatric school. Okay,
yeah.
I'll ask my kids what do I use to sign it.
So what they might do is say, hey Dad, let's create a digital signature for you so you've got it in your computer. And then when you sort of open it, it sort of opens up in that Adobe thing and you can do things in there. I mean, or you could, there is like a fountain pen you can click and it just puts your initials in.
That's what I thought. I could do that probably with any biro, but it would appear it's got to be a special one.
Yeah. So and you have to have it sort of set up with there's these Apple Apple biro pencils. Yeah, but they have to be compatible with your computer too.
Well, if I fail, could you then put it in unsigned and
worst comes to worst, that's our backup plan scenario, that it just gets signed. What I'll do is I'll just even email it through to an unsigned one to the hospital and say you'll sign it on the day. All right?
Okay. That's okay. All right. I'm looking here at your letter, and there's words there I've never even heard of.
Oh, like what?
Appendageal carcinoma.
Let me see what I've sent you. Hang on.
He's just dreamed up words out of the Bible.
Let me have a little look here. Surgical confirmation. So this is the surgical confirmation letter or the consent?
Estimate of costs.
Oh, the estimate of costs. Okay, that's the quote. So let me go. That's in the account. So the quote.
That was the one under the
embargo. So with the quote, so this is why, it's a bit tricky. So with the new systems, it makes it hard for me to just send an invoice with 000 on it. And the problem with taking off any lesion is we never know exactly what the item number is until we get the pathology back. So
yeah.
I'm just sort of... basically,
no, that's okay. I was only
estimating what it will be. So when I put in the number, everything that gets printed there is what's in the Medicare booklet. What's on that basically comes up. That's their description.
That's okay. I was only just kidding
I know. And it's, and like, even though we've said 31372, when we get the histopathology back, it might be slightly different. It might be a 31375, but I never know. So I'm just sort of giving you a rough idea of, and it's very transparent then, you know, exactly what the surgeons get paid for their procedures and things.
I've only ever had one invoice from, I think one or two maybe, where I've actually seen how much the surgeon receives from the hospital, my insurance, health insurance.
Oh, okay.
For some reason, it never, all I ever get is how much a bed costs.
The out-of-pocket is. Well, that's what we used to do, and now it's because we're doing this sort of, you know, like, as long as we don't charge more than $500, the health insurance actually pays you, the doctor, more than the schedule fee. So it's sort of in everybody's best interest to keep the out-of-pockets as low as possible.
Well, I agree.
And that's sort of the plan, but I don't know. It's anyway.
No, it's fine. Anyway. Oh, we're clear. If I don't work out the signature or borrow someone's pen, you know that they'll take it. Dr. Dave will.
Yeah. But ask your kids and see if they... I mean, I've got to try and put Mr. Ross's signature too on this computer too, so for some things, because, you know, we used to send out these other big quotes that he signs, and I thought, oh, well, if we're paperless, it's silly for me to print it and him to sign it and then me to scan it back in. I'll just try and, you know, drag his signature over.
After we had our little hiatus where he hadn't seen me for a while, I've never seen him smile so much. When he knew he had me in his clutches again. Yeah. Okay.
You're too funny.
Back to work, Terry.
Yeah. All right. I know. I'm actually going to leave early today, which is so nice in the sunshine.
Talk to you later.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, good luck with all of that. You know, it's all a big learning curve for you, the whole,
Thursday afternoon.
Yes.
He starts at 1.
Yeah.
And
you're first on the list too, by the way.
That's good.
Yeah, I know you hate waiting around, so I put you first.
Oh, the last time I nearly waited till the next day.
Yeah. No, I know. I know you hate it. So I know they'll want you to be there at 12 and you're first. All right.
Yep. Okay. That's fine. That sounds okay by me.
Good. All right. Okay. So all right. 12 o'clock's your admission time, okay?
Yep.
So
do you
want to make a note of that? All right. Good on you.
No, it's already tattooed on my forehead.
Good. Excellent. Okay. All right. Take care, John. Good luck with all those forms.
Have a good day, Terry. Bye-bye.
Yeah, when you figure it out, you can let me know, adding the signature. Okay.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.